Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The hadith that we read yesterday of that person who went out and gave charity. So similarly, we read another version also of a similar incident that a person had vowed that he is going to give charity in the path of Allah tabaraka ta'ala to the first person that he sees. When he went out and the first person he saw was a lady and he gave the charity to her, the people started talking that an evil woman has been given charity. So he decided that he'll give again. This time he went and he gave his charity again, and it was given to an evil man. And people started talking again that an evil man has been given charity. Then he decided, I must still give my charity and it must go to the right place. It so happened he gave it to a rich man, and the people started talking again. The person was very distressed about this, that all this had happened. At night he saw a dream in which it was said that all his charities was accepted, and that Allah tabaraka ta'ala in his divine system has made it such that each one there was great benefit in it. That woman, she was to be an evil woman, and she was selling her body because of poverty. Now that she got money like this, she said, why must I sell myself when Allah Ta'ala is giving me money? Similarly, the thief also, who was stealing because of poverty. So he also realized that when Allah Ta'ala is providing for me, and in such a good way, then why must I steal? The rich man, that he was rich, but he was not spending, he was not giving charity. So it came in his heart also that I should also give charity, and he was a richer person than this other person. So from here, ulama have deduced a few very valuable points for us to take lessons from. One is that everything is in Allah's hands and control, and Allah is the best of planners. We must try our best, and we do try and do everything correctly. What is important, our intention must also be correct, and our action must also be correct. And then we leave it in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So a person made this effort, he made this correct intention, and Allah ta'ala in his system, though it went to the wrong recipients, but there was divine system of Allah Ta'ala by which all of it was accepted. So that is one very important point that we should realize, that Allah's system is working all the time. The other is our intention. When our intentions are good, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts our actions also. So always we must keep our intention solely for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And it should be for no other reason. One is, like for example, a beggar comes to one and a person gives him something, but he gives him just to get him off his back. That he's nagging, he's all the time tapping at my window, just to get him away, we give him something. So that was given just to get rid of him. It wasn't given for the pleasure of Allah. And this also requires a great effort that we correct our intention. That whatever we do it only for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many times a person does things just for his own nafs sake also. But it should be that like we have come for Fajr. One is we have come that people will ask that you didn't come, where were you? And one was that we do it solely for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So intention, and of course the discussion on intention can never be exhausted, but that is also very, very important. And the third is a very important point also, that Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal on, that is to carry on doing good, though we don't see any results. Like one buzur who made hajj for 30 years, and every time he donned his ihram and he read labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, clearly he heard from the unseen, La labbaik, your labbaik is not accepted. On the 30th time, his khadim, his assistant who was with him, also heard it. So he said, Hazrat, when your labbaik is not accepted, then why are you still making this whole effort of going to Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifa, all the mujahada, all the hardship? So he asked, you also heard it? He said, yes, I've also heard it. He said, I'm hearing it for 30 years, but there is no other door that I can go to. There is nobody else that I can try and make happy. There is only one Allah, and I have to keep on trying. So this is also very important, that a person must keep on trying all the time. The results are not in our hands. The effort is in our hands. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, he was in a toilet, public toilet, and there were people outside waiting to also use the toilet, and they were talking amongst themselves. One said to the other that I have told somebody about namaz or to do some good action, and repeatedly I told him, but he's not listening to me, and so I stopped telling him. The other person said that person did not give up his bad habit of whatever wrong he was doing, and you gave up your good habit of inviting him and telling him to do good. When Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Ali came out, who heard this conversation, he praised that person. So this is also, we now normally say, I told this person so many times, but he's not listening, so I stopped telling him. Now we must carry on, but not become a nag and become that, to frustrate that person. But in various ways, we should always have that concern. Ask somebody else to speak to the person, speak in a different way, and the least is that we keep on making dua for that person. Never give up hope. And even for ourselves, that we also should always try. The hadith teaches us that Allah Ta'ala rewards a person based on his intention, and not merely on the outcome of the action. The action is the result of every action is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We all make our namazes, we made our fajr now, but nobody has got a guarantee that it's accepted. But we must carry on all the time. And we must carry on, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, until more comes, we have to keep on making an effort. Hence, if charity is given with sincerity and reaches one who is not really deserving of it, the donor should regard it as Allah's wisdom and remain hopeful of divine reward. We must always do imano wa ihtisaba. That is, that it is the command of Allah, and I'm fulfilling the command of Allah, and that Allah rewards for this, and Allah will give me my reward, and then we got to do our intention, and our action also must be correct. It also teaches us that we should continue giving charity for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Here also comes another question, that the beggars who come, whether we are at a traffic light or something, and they are begging, do people come for collections to our shops, etc., what should we do in such conditions? We should, as far as possible, we should give. Where we are convinced that the money is not going in the right place, we are convinced, there we should not give, but we should also not be harsh and rude to the person. We can advise the person, but we should not be rude and harsh. And sometimes some people will even curse us when we don't give. And some people give very bad curses also, that we don't have to worry about. That is between that person. But we should try and have a good attitude, and we should try and help as far as we can. Where we are convinced it's not right, there of course we should not help. But and we should try and make it a habit that on a daily basis we should give some charity. Whoever we give, whatever amount, but we should try and give some charity on a daily basis also. Wow.